I was born in Osokori, Kufuduwa, in the eastern region of Ghana. And I started schooling in a one-room schoolhouse. You know, now I can look back and say everybody was poor. But we didn't know we were poor because we had food all the time, a loving family. The main problem was trying to go fetch water because there's no running water in the house. The bathroom is somewhere there outside. We didn't have the clean shoes that everybody had. We didn't have the good clothing. And it wasn't particularly very comfortable being under British colonial domination. And then I came to the United States in 1977, just before the winter. Chicago then had a murder rate of around close to 1,000 a year. It was very violent city. That's when it earned its nickname as the Beirut on the Lake. But again, I didn't let that scare me. I went to 63rd. We used to say those days that the 47th Street was so dangerous that if you died, the parents may not come for your body if you were in the 47th Street. Yeah, it was bad. But still, the city was fun. Well, when I had a son, and I just thought that it's better we stay in Chicago raising kids. The good thing about Chicago is you learn the truth about America. There's no sugarcoating nonsense in this town. Yeah, I got scared, though. I got scared because I thought you could be shot. But when you start getting in trouble, I started graying. I started graying very fast. My heart was beating. I was having nightmares because you were having real problems with the police. But in any time I'm called to come and look for the police station where my son could be, I was really, really scared that one of these days I may be called to the mortuary to identify your body. Your growing up in Chicago gave me a lot of heartache and headache. But around the time you did the internet tip, the enthusiasm with which you handled that and the friends all around you, how mature they've become, you know, all of you just made me say, okay, these kids have made it. I think my father in his grave will be very happy that I brought up some good kids in America, and particularly also I see it as a great success. I mean, if I leave, I have very little regrets.